This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchem Haba. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Ayin Dalid, Sif Hey and Vav. Here we go. Shar Eivar Vroim Es Ha'erva Mutar. Other limbs seeing the erva is mutar. In other words, your heart can't see your erva. Doesn't say anywhere that your kidneys, your liver, your spleen can see your erva. It's only Liboy Roya Es Ha'erva is a problem. Avalim Eza Me'evarv Noigeya Bein Be'ervasai Bein Be'ers Chaveroi Asa Lukrois Kriya Shema Eilasval. Now we're learning another halacha. That if any of your limbs are touching your erva, or someone else's, you cannot say Shema or a Davin Shemon Esrei. So you say, well, the biology of a person is such that their legs are, their thighs are touching their erva. The archoisav shah erva shaycheves aleyan, the thigh that the erva rests on, sarach lahafsikon bebeged, you need to be mafsik with a garment, or distance it, so that the gid, the male member, is not touching the thigh. So the first, we're encountering a number of halachas. Number one, that there's no issue if any other limb sees the erva. In other words, let's say you're wearing a robe and there's a belt. But the leg sees the erva. Doesn't matter. Right, so Leimer says, "Mishrov loy benin shei mechasel lo erva b'fnei atzma be'iza davar k'day shel yira ha'ivarm." There's no requirement that the erva be put in some kind of separate cover. You don't have to wear, let's say, an undergarment in order that no other part of the body sees the erva. There's no such din. Eiza me'ivarav the gazrina negias. Now, however, if any of the limb is touching, whether your erva or the erva of your friend, it's a problem. The gazrina negias shari var mishum negias yadav. You know what the reason for this? It's a gezeira. Because if your hand is touching your erva, you can't say Shema Shema Esrei. So we're gezer other evarim atu your hands. Unegias yadav, and what's the isser if the hand is touching an erva to daven and learn? So I would have said because it's touching b'makam hamachusa b'guf. No, that's not the issue. The issue is negias yadav shelo yavo they hear her. Fine. Now the issue seems to be if the legs are touching the member. But what if they're touching the scrotum? They're touching the kiss. Hagid shalem aval benegia de kiss ein lahakbid. If the hand is touching the kiss, it's not an issue. De ein lachush boi mishum hirer. We're not concerned of hirer when it comes to that makoim. V'hamedaktikin medaktikim gamazah. Those who are careful about this as well. Ki yesh cholkim. There are those who are chaylek. V'diyavad yatsafil naga hagid b'hayir chayim. B'diyavad, if the member itself is touching the thigh, one is yoytzei, primagadam adas ha-pri chadosh, ha-muvel abasim na'ayin gimel mishmosim katan dalet. And the reason is, because it's not an isur d'arais of lo'yir b'cha'er v'astavar, it's because we're afraid, the Dershu explains, shema yitareid, therefore, b'diyavad emkara yatsa, sivav. Haysa, talisoy chagura al masnav l'chasoysa mi masnav l'mata. Somebody was wearing a garment, a talis, a drape, around his waist to cover from his waist down. So think about it. There's no giloy erva, there's no royan esa erva, and there's no libay royan esa erva. Basically, the guy's wearing a skirt, and that's it. So, or a pair of pants. His chest is uncovered. So is there an issue now? Even though he's bare from his waist and up. Now that doesn't mean in the Masifta you can be able to get into your high school and get past the Menahel. Doubtful. But you could say Shema. Avalispalel osra ad shechasa libay. Now we're learning another din. When it comes to Shemana Esrei, the heart has to be covered. The chest must be covered. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mimasna v'lamata ratzolemar, afilu rak ad lamata me'arvasai. Now this skirt, this garment that you're draped in, it doesn't go all the way down to the floor. It's basically mini. It goes only below the erva. The bezad dai midina lekriya shema. So basically, halach lemaisa, if a man is wearing underwear, he could say shema, period. If that's his only garment, halach lemaisa, he could say the shema. Aval letfila tzarch she mechusa kol gufay. For Shemana Esrei, his whole body has to be covered. Does that mean he shouldn't say Shemana Esrei wearing shorts? Sounds like that. Does it mean he shouldn't be wearing a t-shirt that goes up to here? Sounds like that. It's not mechasa kol gufay. So in other words, if somebody's not feeling well, they're davening at home, they have their, you know, they're wearing a pair of pajama pants, and they put on their tzitzis on top of their undershirt, shouldn't daven marav that way. It's not mechasa kol gufay. Why? Because most of their upper arm is uncovered. There seems to be a din by Shemana Esrei, you need kisoy kol aguf. Do you need the lower arm to be covered? I don't think so. You don't have to cover your forehead. Okay, afalpi, fine. Now, even though from the waist and up, he's araim. Now, this guy who's saying Shema in his underwear, we're not saying, oh, mamish, you're a tzaddik, you know, shkoyach for putting on a beged to say the Kriya Shema. L'chatchilo, he should try to get a little bit more dressed. B'makim atchak, he could say the Shema. D'ilav hachi enochen l'chatchilo lasuskein, afilu be'iza bracha, he shouldn't say any bracha that way. V'choshikein b'Kriya Shema. By the way, this is mashma, Rav Scheinberg is medayik, that you shouldn't say any bracha, but l'chachil, you can learn Torah wearing a pair of underwear. But the Mishnah Berurah later on says that even for other Divrei Kedusha, it would be the same. The Shaul Setshuvas Ad Az Nidbaru brings that there's a din by Talmud Torah that it should be learned be'emo v'yira, therefore yesh l'chasos kol gufay. It's hard to say that that's a halacha, that the din of Be'em of Yira would require you to be mechasa kol gufay. What if a person davened just in his underwear? Is he yoytze, b'di'eved? The Shulchan Aruch says later on, Simen Tzadi Aleph, that as long as you cover the erva, you're yoytze. But l'chadchila, it's better not to daven. What if this man tefillah is passing and all you have is a pair of underwear and the pants are coming later? Don't daven. Better not to daven. Reb Chaim Kievsky says, better not to daven. Mutter likrois. You're allowed to say, Shema kivan she'arvas mechusa v'gam atalis mafsekes ben libay l'erba. Libay, when the Mechaber says, but for Shemana Esrei, you have to cover your heart, hu adin kol gufay. Your whole body. V'nakat libay aydi d'resha. The reason to pick the heart is agav the resha. D'bekriya shema ein tzarech l'chasis ribay. V'tam d'tfila chamura. V'lefi shebetfila tzarech l'rois es atzmai. Ka'oymed l'fnei ha'melech. U'medabrimay. By tfila, you need to see yourself like you're standing in front of the king and speaking to him. Shetzarech lameh be'ema. Aval b'kriya shema einoy medaber l'fnei Hamelech. When you're saying Shema, it is a personal recitation, but you're not talking to the king. Okay, this completes Simen Ayin Dalid. Emez Hashem, next week on Monday, we're going to learn Simen Ayin Hey. Have a great Shabbos, everyone. Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
Good.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.